This is Robert Brown, Derbent Adopting Tyre Flagging, and some of the main points to note in the playing of Kilmore, as taught to me by the late Pipemaker John MacDonald of Inverness. Pipemaker MacDonald had most of his teaching from Callum McPherson, Robert de Clooney McPherson, commonly known as Callum Pieper, and now a legendary name to all lovers of Kilmore since his time. John MacDonald's father was Piper and Forrester at Montrouge, and he was taught by Donald Cameron of Bran. John MacDonald also went a lot to Angus and George MacDonald of Morar and studied their playing also. I mention all this because the first point I would like to emphasize is that all these old players, John MacDonald many times assured me, played exactly the same, and their technique was exact in every way, the only difference being an odd note or phrase here and there. But, and this is the important point, their tempo or speed and portrayal of the tunes were exactly alike. Of course, their playing all came from the one source, and they were taught by the singing or Cantrach method. John MacDonald taught me in this way also. Staff notation for me was just a very good reference for the initial memorizing. Then, when I had the tune memorized, shut the book, go to him and learn it by singing, as this is the only way one can get the proper lights and shades or scansion of the bars and phrases with which one can make a tune live. The composers of these fine tunes portrayed them in a certain way, passed it on by Cantrach, and only by the continuance of this method can it be kept pure. Possibly the greatest fault of all young players is that they don't cut their short notes enough. Never be afraid to cut where necessary. Whatever the value given to your themal notes, the quavers, semi-quavers, and so forth must be in balance with the time signature of the bar. Well, for instance, take echo and double echo movements. Take an echo on E, F, G, which should be played like drabe, oh ye, drabe. On the chanter, one often hears it played don't be afraid to cut, play it. And Shoal Seamus. Then your double echoes. These notes you get in the initial movement of Macintosh's Lament. Try to avoid making them all equal, because it gets very dead and dull as you play. All the other common notes Biebrach notes, such as E3, ETRA, and so forth, and ENF, to be played very neatly, sharply, and firm. Don't have any loose notes. Not then, in the doubling of themes, he insisted that the increase of pace to keep the theme from wearying was to be got only by taking the slightest bit off the themal notes, the cut notes to remain constant as in the Urler. In the various types of variation, his methods were concise and constant. For instance, to take a D-ish bar, the couplets are dotted quaver and semi-quaver. That is the first three times, the second, with G and E grace notes respectively, of course, so that the method is to pack your G grace note hard on top of the E grace note. Example, take the king's hand. On the chanter. Then in your doubling, just increase your pace the slightest little bit to show the doubling. In many shul variations, this also applies, but in this type of variation, the second note is the long one. Example, Glengarry's March. Then with the first note being the long one, as in Blue Ribbon, you get. Same all through all the tunes you'll ever come to. Now, in shuls like Donald Barn, where one has the even or sliding movement of quavers, of a quaver couplet onto a crotchet, one slides quaver one onto a faintly longer or more expressed quaver two onto your crotchet, the two quavers, of course, equaling the crotchet in time, like this. The common thing one usually finds the piper inclined to play. Something like that, but in that type of variation, make it always a slide. When you come to the doubling, to gain your little increase to keep it always interesting, is just apply the same thing as you do to the doubling of your ground. That is, take a wee little hair off your crotchet, which makes your doubling sound. Again, you have the type of shul you have in King James. When you're playing from the bottom up, make it a faintish slide, don't cut up smart like. Make it nice and smooth. Sarta makes it the rule. If you're playing up, make it easy, but don't be afraid to cut down. Then in Lumloa, Tarloa and Croonloa variations, John MacDonald was very insistent that each of these movements must be sharp, solid, and above all that each grace note of construction be equal. The whole movement smart and firm, and played from one themal note straight on to the next, like this.
Played straight through just as a trill, like